This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. military officials are not backing off on its support for Israel, despite growing frustration by some American lawmakers that Israel is crossing ethical lines in Gaza as it goes after Hamas, a U.S. designated terrorist group. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden reports.
During a hearing interrupted multiple times by protesters accusing Israel and the U.S. of having innocent blood on their hands, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin pushed back.
Is Israel committing genocide in Gaza?
Senator Cotton, we don't have any evidence of genocide.
But under repeated questioning, Austin admitted Israel's military can and must do more to differentiate between Hamas militants and civilians. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Tuesday said the U.S. was having an ongoing conversation with Israel about any Rafah operation.
Talking to them about alternative and, in our judgment, effective ways at solving a problem that needs to be solved, but doing it in a way that does not endanger the innocent.
Blinken spoke to reporters after a meeting with British Foreign Minister David Cameron at the State Department. Blinken also said the United States continued to work closely with Qatar and Egypt on a ceasefire agreement for Gaza. He added that 400 trucks were cleared to go into Gaza on Monday, the most since October 7th when the conflict was triggered. France's foreign minister says his country is using all levels of influence, including threats of sanctions, to force Israel to open crossings with Gaza for vital humanitarian aid to reach Palestinians. This is V.